Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holmline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we welcome and congratulate the author, David Albright. His new book, just published, Iran's Perilous Pursuit of Nuclear Weapons. David, a very good evening to you, and I go immediately to the breaking news because that's where your book lives. The head of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog has said Iran is enriching uranium to levels that only countries seeking to make atomic weapons reach, and that the Islamic Republic's nuclear program can no longer be returned to where it stood when a landmark 2015 deal was struck with world powers. This is remarks by Rafael Grossi. This looks, David, to be the moment where the world has to make a decision. Is Iran a nuclear power or not? How do you understand this this announcement by Mr. Grossi? Is it too late? Good evening to you, David.
Good evening, and thank you for the kind words on my book. It's never too late. I mean, Iran is pushing the envelope, pushing its capabilities. One of the things that we lay out in the book is how Iran's nuclear weapons program today needs to be understood as a program to be ready to build nuclear weapons. They haven't made a decision to do so, but they needed to have the three pillars of nuclear weapons in place: the ability to make weapon-grade uranium, the ability to turn that weapon-grade uranium into a nuclear explosive, and then missile delivery so they could mount the warhead on the missile and deliver it. And what Iran appears to be doing by going to 60% is practicing going to 90%. I doubt if they'll use 60% in a bomb. They could. I mean, really, they could use 60% if they had enough. But they're probably practicing how to get there, and that knowledge can never be taken away. So it's a very serious problem that in that sense. You can't just go back to the 2015 JCPOA and then start running things forward again. There have been some fundamental shifts.
How would you define the stronger and longer? We're headed towards the 2030 deadline. We know that they're lying and cheating on the nuclear program. Do you think that there is a way to really stop this runaway train, not just on the nuclear, but also on the other aspects, you know, of their activities?
I think it can be done. But one thing that has to become much more front and center is the work that Director General Grossi is doing. His agency has found undeclared uranium at 5 sites now, and 4 of which are associated with this a mod plan, and then another one associated with the storage of equipment from the Ahmad plan, this crash nuclear weapons program from the early 2000s. And so it's critically important that the IA start to get access to these sites in a timely manner. Iran starts to cooperate about basic things. I mean, what happened in the past? Grossi's made it clear, and that was part of his statement the other day, was you can't understand the present. You can't answer the question, does Iran have a peaceful nuclear program, without going back and understanding the past. And I think that has to be done prior to the implementation or the reestablishment of the JCPOA. Because in the end, if they don't, what will hang on the JCPOA is that countries don't have to allow inspectors into undeclared sites. They don't have to answer the IA's questions. They don't have to be, in a sense, compliance with the non-proliferation treaty. And I think that's a heavy burden for the JCPOA to carry. And those who are rushing to go back to it should understand that they could be creating horrible precedents that other countries will pay attention to: Saudi Arabia, China, Russia. And so I think it is time that the IA's work become front and center. And that could, and if it is, that can answer a lot of the concerns if Iran cooperates.
David, you are president.
If it doesn't,
you are president.
Okay, if it doesn't, then we know. Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. Finish your thought.
Yeah, if they don't, then we know they probably don't have a peaceful nuclear program, and they don't deserve the JCPOA.
You are president of the Institute for Science and International Security in Washington, an NGO. You have comparable NGOs in Europe, our allies in this pursuit. What does Berlin, what does Paris, what does London make of this present moment?
I'm not in touch with them at this time. I think they're rushing headlong into reestablishing the JCPOA, but they know that everything I said is probably consistent with their own positions. The IAEA effort has to be emphasized, but they want the JCPOA over these other priorities. And I think it's a mistake. If the JCPOA is reestablished, I think they believe they could get a longer, stronger deal. But the question they haven't answered is, how will they do that if they give back and the sanctions, particularly the U.S. financial sanctions? What leverage would they have on Iran to make a stronger, longer deal when Iran has said, and it said it again a couple of days ago, a spokesman said clearly, we're not going to negotiate a longer, stronger deal.
What is your assessment of the damage done by the explosions, including some this week at a drone factory and another at the one of the mining facilities? What is your sense of their impact on the progress that Iran has been making in its race to a nuclear weapon?
I think the explosions, the killing of key scientists slows down the program. And I think in the past, particularly in the United States, people have posited that it's either take the JCPOA or you have war in the region. And it's kind of ridiculously hyped up. What someone is showing, likely Israel, is that there's a third way, and that you can more surgically take out key facilities, you can damage other ones, and that you set back the program. And I think if the JCPOA is our future, I would expect these actions to continue. And I would hope that the Biden administration would not try to stop who's ever doing it, because the JCPOA combined with weak inspections of military sites is extremely unstable and certainly not in our long-term interests. And these other ways will at least slow down Iran's capabilities to make nuclear weapons.
David, it was said back in 2015 when we debated this matter that Iran with the bomb would, or imminently to have the bomb, would trigger a nuclear arms race in the region, in the Gulf. Is there evidence that that is happening?
There's certainly concern and increased scrutiny of Saudi Arabia. It hasn't happened in Egypt or Turkey, but Saudi Arabia is seen as creeping toward capabilities that would eventually allow it to build a bomb. I mean, Saudis are paying attention to what's going on in Iran, and it's a situation where if the JCPOA lives its life, that will probably encourage Saudi Arabia to seek uranium enrichment itself. It'll be safeguarded, but the JCPOA itself contains the seeds of proliferation in it.
Malcolm,
is likely to engulf other countries as well. I just want to ask a quick comment about the stuff that Israel took out from Tehran about the Ahmad plan. How much did that impact their ability to address some of the actions and the reapplication of this research towards the development of nuclear weapons?
30 seconds, David.
In talking to the Israelis, they hotly debated that topic. They couldn't decide. I mean, maybe there's another set someplace. If it is the unique set, it hurt him to have those documents taken.
David Albright is the president of the Institute of Science and International Security. It's based in Washington. His new book, which summarizes all of this and presents where we are right now, according to Mr. Grossi, on the eve of Iran as a nuclear power, Iran's Perilous Pursuit of Nuclear Weapons, by David Albright. Malcolm Holmline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.